Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed and noble and honorable listeners condolences on this most grave and sad month of the month of Muharram. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions and some of his closest family members sacrificed themselves on the plains of Karbala in their opposition to the tyranny and oppression of the government of their time. In this connection, we have a beautiful hadith about the virtue and merit of self-sacrificing and altruistic people, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. As you know, self-sacrifice and altruism, or what we call in Arabic isar, is one of the higher Islamic virtues. In fact, according to some hadith, it is one of the most highest, or the highest, virtue within the myriad of Islamic merits and virtues and moral characteristics. For example, in one hadith, it's been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that he said, the peak of virtues is self-sacrifice. And in fact, in some other hadiths, we can learn the reason for this, because Imam Ali alayhi salam said, it is through self-sacrifice that free people become enslaved. And in the Holy Quran, we read the following regarding the virtue of altruistic people. The Quran says, they are as well for those who were settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate towards them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot, and those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the foolishest. Which is an allusion to the sacrifice and altruism of the Ansar, the helpers who lived in Medina, who sacrificed a lot in their assistance to the Muhajirun, those who migrated from Mecca after the migration of the Prophet to Medina. A lot of stories have been related regarding this. Of course, we don't want to get into that. In this connection, we have the following hadith, which has been narrated from a certain Abu Tufail. This person narrates that Ali alayhi salam bought a gown. He bought a gown, he bought a shirt or a gown, which he liked quite a bit. But the Imam gave it away in charity. And when he did, he said the following, I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, when a person places others before himself, Allah the Exalted will place him before others in paradise on the day of resurrection. So if you choose others above yourself, then on the day of resurrection, God Almighty will choose you over others and give you entrance into paradise before he does others. Before he allows others to enter paradise, he will allow you to enter before them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of self-sacrifice and altruism and the merit of altruistic people in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.